Good morning. It's 7:11 a.m. on Thursday, August 27th, 2020. It's after the kind of close and cloudy and smoky and hot days we've had, this feels wonderful. It's 60, 62, 60, somewhere in there. The skies are clear overhead. There's still smoke around, but it's pretty much low lying. So it only shows up when you're looking through it sideways. There's not a lot of it above me, so that's good. Denver has other problems. Denver's in a pocket, and so the smoke tends to settle in down there, and the air quality in Denver right now is dangerous. Here, it's lovely. Okay, what do we talk about today? Today we talk about I'm getting feedback in for Dark Knight Station Origins. I can't decide if this is the first book of a Dark Knight Station book series or the first book of a Station Origins series. I don't know. This is the one that has the most drama associated with the founding. Although I suppose Ariel Felder's establishing of the ranch could be amusing. Cowboys in space. And it's not that I'm paranoid or anything, but a white unmarked van just pulled up beside me and parked. I'm like, what did I do? It's a city worker come to check on the cones and work that's going on in the sidewalk over across the street here. So yeah, feedback is coming in. It's good. I like it. People seem to like it. I can. It does need a little bit more work. This is a book I wrote in For the Words, and so it's broken into chapters, but the chapters are pretty arbitrary in terms of the flow of the story, because I started a new chapter when the For the Words chapters got to be too long. So when they got up to 5,000 or 6,000, 7,000, I started a new document in the project in For the Words. And so as a result, You know, it's like scene, chapter, scene, chapter. And in Dark Knight, it's particularly... When I was doing the setup to put it into ebook, it was particularly noticeable because of the scene breaks. And the lengths of the scenes are really, in some cases, like 250 words. Okay, what is this guy doing? He's trying to come down here. Okay, get out of the way. So there's some scenes are really short. And there are three point of view characters. And it's not a nice even character A, character B, character C. Sometimes it's character A, character A, character B, character A, character C. And the time frames are all over the place. It is a linear story. It is told in a linear fashion. Things happen linearly, but because it's different people and because they're in different places, sometimes they are happening simultaneously. So Malachi's doing one thing in one scene someplace. Zachary's doing something different in a different place at the same time. And even Virgil Condor, who is the other character in this drama, Virgil Condor is someplace else, doing something different. All at the same time. This is all happening all at the same time. It was really clear in my head as it happened. As it unrolled, as it spooled out, it was really clear. It may be a little bit muddled for the reader, so I don't know, I always have to see how that works. But I'm really pleased with the feedback that I've gotten. I've got two or three more people that I need to get feedback from, and then I think I can... I think I can send it off. I may have to go through and do some... identifying. I don't know, I have to look at it. Anyway, that's where I am. So, what am I reading? I just switched over to a new book. What am I reading now? Good morning. Take this side. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. How are you? Rachel Bach story. What am I reading? Let me see if I can find it without doing weird shit like shutting down the voice recorder. Come on up, want to get ready. Say it with me. Mark Post. That's it. Fortunes. Oh, come on. Fortune's Pawn, that's what it is. Fortune's Pawn, and then behind that I've got Glenn Stewart's Peacekeeper Initiative. So I'm doing a little space opera. Fortune's Pawn is Rachel Bach, who is also Rachel Aaron. Okay, I'm gonna get my phone set up back. Okay, here we go. I have a hanker sniff this morning. Not that I need one, but it was like, I always have a pen in my pocket. I always have at least one ballpoint pen in my pocket in case I need to write something down. Of course, I'm carrying a phone with a note-taking capability in it. So it's like, sometimes I have to sign something physical. Plane, jet, big old jet airline. Does the line carry me far, far away? I don't know. It's an old song. I don't know. I did my walking meditation this morning. It's the 30th day in a row for that, so that's good. But turned on Pandora, and I forget what the channel is. Something like New Adult Contemporary or something. I don't know what it is. Supposed to be current music as opposed to my door station, which gives me all classics. God, is this the same woman? I think it is. She's just doing this one block. Good morning again. I feel like I should have a water station here. Yeah. That would be nice. I think I saw the same woman like three times this morning. First time she was riding with a friend. Second time she was on the long stretch just before I started the recording. Now here she is again a third time. So anyway, it was the music I was listening to, which is where I was going. Get my brain back on track here at some point. It was Africa. It was the Weezer Weird Al Yankovic version, which is just a little uncanny. Because I know it's not Toto. And I know it's not, you know, I know it's Weird Al, but it doesn't sound like Weird Al because it doesn't have an accordion in it. A lot of his stuff doesn't have an accordion in it, so that... There's a guy waiting for me here. A lot of his parodies don't have accordions in it. A lot of them do, but a lot of them don't. And so it's a little uncanny to hear it. And it was... Africa was sort of like the theme song for... By Darkness Forged. So I listened to it a lot. Right now everything is Life During Wartime Talking Heads. Yeah, there's the other woman right there. I did not see my friend with the Scotty dog this morning. I am about 15 minutes later than I have been. I slept in until 6:15, so I only spent about half an hour getting coffee and toast in me and getting on the road. Lady with a little white dog. I think that dog is tuckered. He's lagging behind. So anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.